Smooth in the motherfucker. Suede on the inside. Candy paint, I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like. Look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker. Woo! She asked me, can a friend ride? Kelly wanna have a drink. And Shawnee wanna pop pills all night. Look, don't be fucking with my tape, dad. Woo! You gon' listen to this Marvin. You gon' listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that Barry White. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. I can make a nigga act up right there. But go and get your rocks off, boo.
No, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you.
Come on!
I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul, twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits. I roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't live long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said, don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot.
True story.
Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you?
Yes, Lord.
You never go broke chasing riches, but you might go broke chasing every little stank ass hoe with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch, what? It's cause you my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now.
She with it, she with it.
Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it, nigga.
She with it, she with it.
All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga.
She with it, she with it.
Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping.
She with it, she with it.
Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it.
Yes, Lord!
I wanna walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. Ooh-wee. I wish I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on, darling. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to break your heart. But if I ask you for a date, will you tell me that I'm not too late? I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. You look so good to me. I saw you walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. So let me walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I wanna walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. You walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home.
what's up.
Like I'm not a man. No.
Put on it's hello hey, what's going on?
Hey y'all, it's 10:09 on Tuesday, October 3rd.
You know what that means?
I know what that means.
What does it mean?
Y'all know what that means? Well, we haven't even introduced everyone, so no, I can't reference them yet. I know what that means, Spence.
Yeah, what's it mean?
It means that it is time for When We Make Music. That's the name of our show.
Our name of our show.
And we are your hosts, Nick.
And Spencer. I love how we complete each other's sentences.
Yes. Of the Moist Vibes fame.
Yeah.
Y'all recall Moist Vibes, right? That was our former show before we changed the name.
Yeah. We're doing a horrible station ID. So you're supposed to say, you know, great. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. And if you ever forget, it's right up there. WMFO Medford, WMFO in Medford.
The reason why we're saying this is because it's training weeks at WMFO.
We're all over the place right now.
Yeah, we are. Sorry.
I'm so excited. And
I'm really
nervous.
Yeah. And I'm a little sleepy. Because it's, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, so we've got four new trainees who are entering the WMFO world, and we're very excited about it. So why don't we go around the horn and just give a little name introduction, maybe
how your day's been.
Your day's been. What's your
favorite texture?
Texture.
I'm curious.
what's your favorite texture, what's
whatever your favorite, whatever you want to say
thing to touch.
Hey, I'm Lily.
Hey, Lily.
I'm a first year, and I guess my favorite texture would be grass.
Ooh.
It's a pretty good one.
Like wet grass, dry grass?
Well, yeah, grass. My favorite smell is like grass after it's rained. Oh. So like specifically that, but like as a texture, I don't know.
Really
good song to say. Yeah. So here you go.
Hey, I'm Gerard. I'm a first year. Favorite texture is probably smooth.
Ooh.
That's pretty generic.
I love it.
But what was the other one?
Whatever.
Favorite thing to touch. Yeah, smooth things all the way.
Hello, I'm Will Wilson. I'm a first year, and my favorite texture is a nice warm drink going down my throat.
Ooh. Yes.
I like hot chocolate.
Mm.
That's a keeper. That's a favorite.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, but I try to avoid drinking milk. I haven't drinking milk for a long time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I support that.
Thank you.
Nick's got some lactose.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I think so. I haven't done much like trial and analysis, but I just decided that I was lactose intolerant many years ago. I think like my mom.
You must have some basis for it.
Yeah, it's so.
Do you get gassy?
Yeah, everyone gets gassy.
I get really. ever since I've come to Tufts, I've been way more gassy.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking it's the vegetables. I'm eating a lot of vegetables. Air. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just
the air.
So gas methane.
Yeah, the air has milk in it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ere con leche, as they might say in Espanol.
Okay.
Yeah. Multilingual show tonight.
I'm Harry. I'm also pretty gassy today.
Nice.
I'd say my favorite texture is probably corn. I love the feel of corn, and that's my favorite thing to touch and eat.
Wow.
Preference on corn, like, do you like eating it right off the cob, or do you prefer it like shaved
cut
down?
Definitely shaved.
Mm.
Oh,
I like the snack.
Oh, Lily's got some alternate.
Corn on the cob is far superior.
Just get stuck in the teeth.
It's part of the experience. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Then if you have those little pick things to hold the buttery hot corn, then you can use those mix to, yeah.
That's the name.
I don't butter my corn, my family does. It's a problem. It's a
butter it,
rift.
Salt it, pepper it.
Whoa. Harry, let me ask you something. You're wearing a shirt that says Interlochen. Is that a music camp?
It is.
In Delaware?
No. Michigan.
Ah.
Is it like a national camp, perhaps?
My dad went to an Interlochen camp.
Really?
And I think there's branches, maybe?
Yeah, many different branches.
Perfect.
solve that one.
We're on a roll here. great. Great textures, great introductions, great radio voices to all of you. Spencer, rank their radio voices. Just kidding. Don't. That would be divisive.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so station ID, you say within the first 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then you're good to go for the rest of the show.
Yeah, except when you sign off. So ideally at the like beginning of your hour and at the end of your hour, you like bookend it with like a station ID,
yeah.
just so people know that we're listening to 91.5 WFM Medford, Radio. Best radio station this side of the Mississippi and the other side. In fact, the only radio station left
station,
in the continental United States.
There's a war on radio stations that's been going on for a while. And
centuries.
Especially college radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping like flies, getting bought out by the big wigs.
Big radio.
Big radio.
Big pharma, big radio.
Yeah.
corporate
we're the
interests.
Last ones.
Yeah. So, that's what we're working with today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. Anyone have a song that they want to listen to?
Why don't we another part of it is we like to recap the songs that we play.
So true.
Because we often play songs in like chunks, so maybe we'll do like three songs and then we'll talk and then three songs or whatever, you know, it's whatever. But yeah, we like to let the listeners know.
And just to clarify, that is like a station policy. That's not just like a nicety. Like you're supposed to recap. Yeah. But it can, you know, they're not independent.
It's also a nicety.
Yeah, yeah. So the first song was a suggestion from Will Wilson. Anything you have to say about that Anderson .Paak song?
I like it.
What was it called?
It's called Suede. It's not from Malibu. It's from another album by the Free Nationals, which is his band, but he was featured on it on every song. He's the lead singer. And that album actually came out shortly after Malibu, but it hasn't gotten as much attention. But Suede was played on NPR Tiny Desk.
Hey,
and so it,
there you go.
So that it grew pretty big, yeah.
It's a good comp. Yeah. That one is a good one.
Yeah, you were mentioning Tiny Ear Desk.
Really? I was mentioning.
Let's
Tiny
promo
Desk.
It.
Let's
you,
plug
you
it.
Caught my ears with it.
Tiny Ear Desk is our little version of
our little version
of NPR's Tiny Desk. So basically, on Friday, we had this really great folk singer named John Gorka, or folk musician John Gorka, come in, and he played a few songs in our very own Studio B, and also our very own WMFO DJs and exec board members, Benny and Dan, did the sound engineering for it, and
Lily's giggling like she knows either like, Benny or Dan.
They're my cousins, like good friends.
Oh, cool.
So like,
whoa.
I don't know. I feel like they're older brothers, but like I don't know them that well.
Gotcha.
At all.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
I have with
cool. Cool.
Love it. And yeah, so we team up with TUTV. And I wish I could tell you more about TUTV, but I cannot.
Yeah.
But they film it, and then we do a little audio editing. We send it over to TUTV. They do a little video editing. Then we make a nice, cohesive piece.
Yeah. Basically, we copied Tiny Desk and just made it for, like, the Tufts scope.
Yeah.
And, like, bring in, like, either Tufts bands or, like, bands.
And we added the IER.
Yeah. That was important.
That's, yeah.
Copyright.
Exactly.
But yeah, so then we had that sweet Anderson .Paak song, and then we had I Wanna Walk You Home by Fats Domino and Oh Mother by Sun Little.
Lovely.
Lovely.
I saw
her. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, do you know Leon Bridges?
Yes, yes.
He opened for him. It was like really amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I would love to see Leon Bridges. I love.
He was really good.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for like soul music, and most of those people are like dead, so Liam Bridges is great because like, and I guess Anderson .Paak is sort of a little bit in that realm, but they're alive, so that's fun. But I would love to see a show.
Do you like some, do you like Willie Hutch?
Don't know if I know Willie Hutch.
I don't want to be the, I already recommended a song, so I don't want to take it away from
before
it. Do it.
you can throw on Brother's Gonna Work It Out, Willie Hutch.
Cool.
I'm on it.
You're on it.
Nick's on it.
How was everyone's day?
Why don't you slide that over?
Harry, how was your day?
Great day.
What'd you get up to?
Went to Quidditch practice.
Oh, nice. You play Quidditch. That's
sick. I do, yeah. That was a lot of fun. Went to the Tufts film series. We show movies over the weekend.
Oh, heck yeah.
So yeah, a little shout out there.
I love it. Real quick, around the horn, I don't know if people were Harry Potter fans.
No.
Have we been through this? I mean, Nick and I once did a literature-themed show back when we were Moist Vibes, and we just spent the first 15 minutes listening to Harry Potter book on tape. It was super fun. But quick round the horn, what Hogwarts house do you think you would be in? Which one would you want to be in, and which one do you think you would be in?
I think I'd want to be in Gryffindor, of course, but I think I'd be probably a Hufflepuff, kind of a square.
myself in there.
I've never read the books, and I've only seen like the first movie.
Cool.
So I have taken the quiz online though, and it said I'd be Gryffindor. So I guess I guess that's what I am. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. Some of the other houses, they seem pretty cool. You know, snakes and
snakes and morphs.
Yeah.
I think I'm like a Hufflepuff, I guess. Ooh, wait, what's the deal with Hufflepuff? They're like the badgers, right? That's like their little thing.
I don't know. Badgers and mascot.
I couldn't tell you what Hufflepuff's deal is.
Who cares about Hufflepuff?
What are their like characteristics?
Like an ally to Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't like Neville Hufflepuff?
No,
Neville's Gryffindor.
Neville's Gryffindor. Luna. No, it's Luna. Luna's a Ravenclaw, I think.
What's like Ravenclaw? What's he do with them?
I feel like
they're very intelligent.
Yeah. I imagine the colors is purple and black, and that's neat to me.
That's so edgy.
That's pretty good.
Because
yeah.
It's so edgy.
Yeah.
Nick's edgy.
Wait, so what's it do with like Hufflepuff, though? No, because you said Hufflepuff is square.
Call in if you know what the deal with Hufflepuff is.
Yeah, I think I'm a Hufflepuff, though.
All right. I mean, like, definitely torn between Gryffindor and Ravenclaw. Like, there's a side of me, the, like, physics side, that's, like, very Ravenclaw-y.
Ravendorf?
Yeah. But I'd also, like to be a Gryffindor. But also, like, admire some stuff about Slytherin. Like, there's some ups. It's not all not all darkness there. But I think I have to end with probably I'm a Ravenclaw.
Okay. Hufflepuff is the most underrated house at Hogwarts. Gryffindors may have the confidence to ask people out. Ravenclaws can
like
charm their
dates. This is like a Hogwarts like horoscope.
With witty banter over butterbeer.
This is a BuzzFeed article.
Dirty banter over butterbeer. Slytherins can impress their paramours with their ambition, but we reckon Hufflepuffs might make the ultimate champions.
Where are you reading this from?
They also live, the Hufflepuffs also live right by like the kitchen, so they get like snacks.
That's cool.
That's some good analysis.
I abstain.
Yeah.
Son,
yeah. Like, I don't want to be courageous.
How are you pronouncing it?
Well, it's just a weird spelling. Like, they should have never called her Hermione.
It's a British.
I'm angry.
British thing.
I'm angry about it.
Wait, my dad actually, like, read the books as, like, an adult. Well. Like, even, like, before, like, any of, like, us read it. So, I mean, he thought that her name
was, like, Hermione. Or something. And then I was like, once the movies came out, I was like, no, it's like Hermione. And he was like, what? And he was like, no, it's not.
Like, wow. Wow. I love it. It's 10:24.
You know what time that is?
You know what time that means. Well, you know what that means.
Yeah.
It's time for a round of
four.
There we go.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
I was thinking on the spot and didn't have anything.
Cool.
So why don't we play some music?
Sweet.
I have it. Willie Hutch. Brother's gonna. Now is it the Mac? I'll play. I'm gonna play this one.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We're good to go, Spence. Yeah.
Understand, do you? Hey man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Mm-hmm.
people share. And until you give it in fact, there'll be no peace. But brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out. When reality's all gone, but brothers gonna work it out.
Brothers gonna work it out.
Brothers gonna work it all out.
Brothers gonna work it out.
Our brothers say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pusher man as fast as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the fact of what's truly holding you back.
To the hours of the night, they hit you with the, you know it's mid-ride. Can't be on time for the free rides. Can't be my type, I'm a low life. Crammed in sometime, now I'm your whole life. Can't make those calls in the low light. Are you ready to go? We gon' be waiting in line. Yeah, you look good. What I fuck, yeah, did I almost? Back home with that almost. Back home with that next time. Bags with all that rallies in them. Trays with all the valley. Top chop down like blades came through the valley. Freeway. Despite our history, some way and night you're stuck when you think of me. Despite the life I lead, all this life in me. Spirits watch me pass down, can't be embarrassed of it. I feel it smiles on me.
Smile on me.
I feel it smiles on me.
Smile on me.
I feel it smiles on me.
Smiles on me right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bro, team on back like I tatted the Mariah. Oh, they get the scream mask for the Verizon. Riding. We smoke in the sky, picture what I'm realizing. Ain't seen rainbows in the sky since college. This thing won't last unless we're both lying. Fake flowers, no water needed. Real life drowned by the weekend. No winds call it timeless. No ends cause you're timeless. Despite our history, some way and night you're stuck when you think of me. Despite the life I lead, all this life in me. Spirits watch me pass down, can't be embarrassed of it. I feel
feel it smiles on me. On me, on me.
I feel it smiles on me.
I feel it smiles on me. Lionel got a lens, Janet got a lens, Matthew got a lens on me right now. Got a lens, know I
Just let it burn.
ageless, the wind that never comes. In loss, ageless, the mother's milk, they're young. But I can keep running, no, I can keep running. The lost ages hang out by the bar, burn the pages of unwritten memoirs. But I can keep running, no, I can keep running. The sunset superstars, girls in cages playing their guitars. But how can I leave? I just fall on the hood of my car. Oh, in Los Angeles, the waves they never break. They build and build until you don't have no escape. But how can I leave? I just fall on my
thank you.
side buttons there. And now we're good to go. Just turn that off. Spence, want to say something?
Yeah, I got something I want to say.
What you got? Lay it on me, guy.
If I had a pet, it would be a flying squirrel.
Would it?
Yeah.
Round the horn.
Well, it's so cute. Like you keep it in your little like breast pocket, and like you feed it like milk in a little bottle to like bond with it, and then it just like chills and like flies around.
That's really cute.
I've put a lot of thought into this.
Are they like more bond worthy than like hamsters?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't had either, so.
I feel like squirrels not. Yeah. Squirrels are probably smart.
But apparently they poop a lot. Apparently they just fly in the air and just poop.
Just do a little diaper.
Yeah. So that's what I had to say. But yeah, we just listened to some songs. Can we get a recap?
But Harry's on the board.
Harry's on the board.
Should I do all the songs?
Yeah. All the songs. Well, right. Not the ones we already recapped earlier, so the first three, I think that was, but then everything since then.
So we heard Willie Hutch with Brothers Gonna Work It Out, Frank Ocean Lens, Let It Burn by Jasmine Sullivan, Los Angeles, St. Vincent, Yes, I'm Changing, Tame Impala, and two Supertramp songs, Breakfast in America and Oh Darling.
You were born for radio.
Yeah,
Harry.
I was going to say, great radio.
Wow. And now, since it's 10:54, rounding on the hour, we're going to squeeze in a little PSA.
Yeah, do you know what I want to say?
What do you want to say, Will?
I want to talk about this ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh my God.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For any more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio.
That was awesome, Will. And I'm ashamed to live in a country where 150,000 people go to the trauma center every year for falling off ladders.
Should have done this one.
More ashamed for other reasons, but that's one of them.
There's Paula Deen on the diabetes prevention PSA.
Oh, God.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Has anyone had a ladder incident that they feel comfortable sharing? Or are we the exceptions?
I've had such good experiences with ladders.
I'm pretty pro ladder.
They are like scary though.
Yeah.
Like I feel like of all of like the household items that like you use on a fairly regular basis, like I feel like ladders are like ones to be afraid of.
That's true.
Like yeah. I feel like whenever I'm like on a ladder, it's just like, I don't know, it's just like wobbly and like I feel unsafe.
What if your silverware does that for me?
Any particular
silverware really gets me in.
Yeah, any type of silverware or just
spoons? I mean, silverware.
Dessert spoons.
Butter knives terrify me. I open up the drawer and gotta jump back a little bit because there's always a butter knife.
There's always a butter knife.
Why is it called? It's so much more purposeful than just butter.
Don't put it in a box.
Yeah. I gotta assume the original intent of that design was solely for butter.
Yeah.
You know.
What makes you say
added the little serrated part to the top fourth of the butter knife, and I think that's when they steered away from the original design. If I had to guess. If I had to make an assumption. All right. So, anyone have any questions for the group?
I have a question. Any, like, super random, vivid memories that you have of, like, a younger self that, like, you're like, wow, like, I don't know why I remember this, but, like, I remember this in such vivid detail?
I like that.
I know. I mean, I have something. I know why I remembered it, though.
Oh, yeah, I mean, go for it.
Okay. When I was in first grade, there was this large platform about, you know, 7 to 10 feet tall, a ladder climbing up, and then it was shaped like a T. I know ladders, once again.
Yeah.
Shaped like a T, and you could climb up the ladder, and there were some poles sticking off. I remember as a kid standing at the top of this wooden flat platform, leaning off the, over the ladder. It's not the ladder's fault. But leaning over the ladder, grabbing the two poles, and being like Jack from the Titanic until I felt two hands on my back. And someone pushed me off this platform.
Wow.
I fell head first into a friend of mine, into his head, and I was conked out on the gravel that the kids played on for a solid 5 to 10 minutes before a teacher came out and asked me why I was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It was a little traumatic, even.
Trauma center.
Yeah. I should go and talk to the ladder people.
You should.
They might be able to help me out.
Wow. It's a good vivid memory. I've got a vivid memory of, I was probably, let's see, based on where I was living, I think I was as early as 5 or 6. And I remember I was in my parents' bedroom, because that's where I kept my clothes, and I put on my favorite shirt. It was a knit long sleeve shirt that had the letter G on it, which I realize now is because it's from The Gap, but I thought it was for my last name, Golan, so it was my favorite long sleeve shirt, and I remember putting it on.
Wow.
And it stays with me.
Don't you have like a big G shirt now? Or is it just a G? You have the cork G.
Cork G?
Don't you have like a big G?
Ah,
it's made out of cork.
The sign.
I was like, am I going crazy?
I thought you meant a shirt.
I thought I do have
a cork G. It's in my closet, though. I'm impressed you.
Yeah, I've just been peeping in your closet. You know, when I'm home alone.
Yeah. I like to try on your clothes when I'm home alone.
Nick and I are housemates.
We're housemates. It's fun.